Did you hear what happened at the French cheese factory?
I don't know. What?
It exploded, so when the dust cleared, all that was left was debris.
You're tuning in to the Children's Hour. This is KD9.9, KUNM, and KUNM.org. Live and local from the University of New Mexico.
Wake up in the morning so small and sweet. Say bonjour and go. Don't you stand up tall to everyone you meet and let them know you know how to be strong when the world is rough and you're learning to get along. How to be strong. Just take a breath and try both wings and fly. You can get some big ideas, though you are eyelash high. How to be strong when the world is rough and you're learning to get along. How to be strong, you know you're good enough. Being you is how to be strong. You might be a lonesome bird who travels round the world. You might be a king or queen or a little French fairy girl. So small and sweet, 'cause that's just who you are. And even with those little feet, you can travel far. How to be strong when the world is rough and you're learning to get along. How to be strong, you know you're good enough. Being you is how to be strong.
Good morning. This is the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. And I'm Katie Stone. Just so happy to be with you in the studio this morning. What a beautiful day in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And hopefully wherever you're listening to. How to Be Strong is Roseanne Cash from a compilation CD called Mary Had a Little Amp. And we have such a great show lined up for you. But first, let's just say good morning to everybody in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start over here. Good morning.
Hello. It's Haley.
Hi, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Siobhan.
Good morning, I'm Sienna.
Good morning, this is Julia.
Hey, this is Maggie.
Good morning, I'm Kaya.
Hi, I'm Leela.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hi, I'm Graham.
Hi, I'm Patrick.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hello.
How's everyone doing?
Good.
That was a weird hello I did.
Yeah, it was, but it was okay. Well, you know, it's summer. It's kind of hot. There's a lot going on in people's lives.
It's also the time to be sleepy.
Sleepy. Do we have a lot of sleepy listeners in our audience right now? Yawning.
Probably because they're like, oh, I just woke up. Turn on the radio. Oh, this is a good radio show.
This is good. We should stay here. It's the Children's Hour right on, here on KUNM. And we're pretty excited because in the studio today, we're going to be talking with some kids who are from a program called the CLIMB program. And it is an extension of the New Mexico Cancer Center's foundation, and we'll talk more about that. But what it is it's a program for kids who have a parent diagnosed with cancer. Do you all know anybody whose parents have been diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, that's a lot of yeses. Wait, one more time. Do you know somebody?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of yeses. A lot of people get cancer, that's for sure. Has your friends whose parents were diagnosed with cancer, did you see a change in your friends? Was it hard?
Yeah.
Hard. And you sometimes feel like maybe the only people who really understand are other people who are doing the same thing. You think?
Probably.
That's how I would feel, right? Like if you'd want to be around. So the CLIMB program is for kids who have a parent who has been diagnosed with cancer. And we're going to learn more about that CLIMB program, how you can get involved, how you can learn more about it. We're also on the show in a little while going to speak with Paul. And Paul is a refugee. Do you remember when we did the show on refugees a few months ago?
Yeah.
Do you remember how we defined what is a refugee? Anybody want to throw out there what they think a refugee is?
A person that had to leave their country.
Yes. Because they were fleeing something.
Yeah.
Paul had to do that. And Paul's here. And he's here because there are a lot of students who are going to be giving a presentation this week. And we really wanted to hear from some of them and find out more about that, because as we know and we learned on our show, and if you missed our refugee program, it's actually podcast at iTunes. So just search Children's Hour KUNM on iTunes and the podcasts and you'll find it. And our refugee program was pretty powerful. But Paul is a kid and he's going to tell us a little bit about what his life's been like. There's so much going on today. Did you know there are still kings in the world?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, there's Burger King.
Wow. Good one, Mag. There's also people who are younger than all of you in the studio, and they're already being pointed at and said, you're going to be king someday.
Simba, everything the light touches is yours.
Right, it's like Simba. And anyway, it's the birthday of Simba today. It's actually the birthday of somebody who, like Simba, was made into a king when he was just a kid. But he's not a king yet, but he will be some point. And it's his birthday today. We're going to talk more about that and so much more. It's a Children's Hour. Well, I guess we should give everybody a big good morning before we go on, eh? Good morning to our listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
Yorumaya adiha be habu idumenina mafarulubadina lamise. Yorumaya adiha be habu idumenina. Our story may be sad, but we laugh anyway. Yorumaya adiha be habu idumenina. Mafarulubadina lamise. Anyway,
from a bunch of CDs are called All Around the World. This is All Around the World Latin America, and you can go all around the world Africa, all around the world Asia, and so many other places. And this one was called Our Story May Be Sad, but we laugh anyway. And sometimes that's just how it is. Stories are sometimes kind of sad. It's the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. But they don't have to be sad. And in the studio with us are folks from the New Mexico Cancer Center Foundation. And we have, hi, welcome. Could you introduce yourselves and what you do with the New Mexico Cancer Center?
Good morning, Katie. My name is Jess, and I am the Oncology Navigation and Outreach Manager at New Mexico Cancer Center.
Hi, I'm Alex Tavares, and I'm the Assistant Director at the Foundation at the Cancer Center.
I'm delighted to have you in the studio. Thank you so much. And in the studio with us are some of your kids from the CLIMB program. You want to introduce yourselves really quick one more time? You're from the CLIMB program. Go for it.
Hi, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Graham.
Hi, I'm Patrick.
And how old are you guys?
I'm 11.
I'm 8.
I'm 6.
Okay. And from the New Mexico Cancer Center, Jess and Alex, what is the CLIMB program?
Well, Katie, the CLIMB program is actually from the Children's Treehouse Foundation. That's a national nonprofit that developed the CLIMB program that's run in cancer centers nationally across the United States and actually internationally. They have some programs in Ireland, and it brings families together to help them talk about cancer, more specifically to help the kids talk with the parents about cancer and give the families different ways to communicate about cancer other than just regular communication, what you would think of as a conversation.
What was your favorite part of the program?
Graham, I think this is a question for you. What was your favorite part of the program? Patrick. Yeah.
Alt.
Say that again.
Alt.
All the art? Oh, cool. How did that art work? Tell us a little bit about the art that you've been doing and what it meant to you.
I like coloring in the bucket.
Coloring in the bucket. Okay.
Would you like a description?
I like coloring in a bucket, too.
I'm going to let Alex tell you about that because she really works with the kids' groups.
Yeah, so every single evening we would be greeted with a great meal, and then we would have the kids fill in their bucket. So they could draw in their bucket on how their week was, whether it was happy, whether it was sad, just what their week entailed in terms of their this new journey that they're going on with their parents' diagnosis.
Fascinating. Anybody else have a favorite part they want to share? Lydia?
I liked how we were able to share our feelings, but we weren't pressed to. I mean, we weren't made to. We could share feelings if we wanted to.
Does it help to share your feelings with people with kids who have gone, or who are in the same boat as you? Is it more helpful, for example, to share feelings with the CLIMB program kids than, say, a friend at school?
Yeah, I think it's better to share it with the CLIMB program people because there are people in there with you who are going through the same thing, so they may know what's going on other than just your friend at school.
Mm.
Lydia, who attended or went with you to the program?
My older sister and brother went along with my mom and my dad. Also, Graham and Patrick and two other families.
Patrick or Graham, did you learn anything new about cancer when you went to the CLIMB program or that you didn't know before you went?
Yes. Yeah, I didn't know how much my mom was going through with her cancer, and then I felt a lot better when I knew what she was going through.
Anything to add to that, Patrick? Just knowing more?
No.
Yeah. But you, Lydia, did you learn anything?
Not really. Well, I don't know.
so many things to do here.
What's one piece of advice that you would give another kid whose parent has cancer?
Well, I would just have to say don't lose hope because you're not alone in this. And, well, like I said before, it's good to talk to someone about your feelings and that it's not your fault that your parents are sick.
Does it feel that way sometimes? I mean, illogically, does it feel that way sometimes? Like, it's not logical that it would be your fault, but does it sometimes just feel like... Because it seems like it would be hard because you want to make things better and easier, and maybe sometimes you can, and maybe sometimes you can't.
Yeah, when I first found out my mom had cancer, I sort of felt like it was my fault because she couldn't do the same thing she was able to do before. But then when I went to climb, I learned it's not your fault. It's just something that can happen.
Mm. Mm. Did you all learn anything new, different that you wanted to share? Okay. Do you have any advice to give kids?
Yeah. If your parents are having trouble with something like cancer, just don't think it's your fault. It's not your fault. It's just, like Lydia said, it's just something that can happen.
Mm. And also, stick up for your parents when they're sad.
Oh, that's such good advice. What do you do when you stick up for your parents when they're sad?
Make them breakfast sometimes with my daddy.
That is so sweet. Wow. You're a great son, aren't you? Yeah. Your mom's really lucky. Yeah. Wow. I want to bring back in, we're speaking with Jess and Alex and kids from the CLIMB program. It's a program that's a core support group program for kids and teens who have a primary caregiver with cancer. It's not always just your parents. It could be your guardian or your grandparent or somebody else significant in your life. But, you know, the program is designed to help kids know more about cancer and its treatment and, you know, providing some emotional support to help cope with the feelings that come about when an adult in your life has cancer. And I'm going to ask you, Jess, who comes to this program? Who can come to this program?
Any child in first grade through senior in high school who has a parent or guardian or close significant caregiver that has a cancer diagnosis. And we run the program a couple of times a year. It's for 6 weeks, once a week in the evening for a couple of hours. And we feed the families dinner.
Wow, that's pretty cool. How does someone register if they're hearing this right now? And listeners, this is for you. If you know somebody who needs the CLIMB program, how does someone register?
You just simply call 857-8460, and that's the direct line for Alex Tavares, the foundation assistant director.
Where is CLIMB held?
So like Jess mentioned, CLIMB is all over the world, but here in New Mexico, we hold the only CLIMB program, and that's at the New Mexico Cancer Center off of Paseo and Jefferson. And it's kind of held all throughout our cancer center when the families join us.
That's pretty cool. And go ahead.
When's the next program being held?
The next program, our start date is going to be Thursday, September 21st. It runs for 6 weeks at a time, and it begins at 5:30.
So for folks to find out more and join the September 21st program, you do need to be in 1st to 12th grades, the person that you're signing up for, and also, obviously, experiencing somebody close, a caregiver with cancer. The number to call, 857-8460. That's here in Albuquerque, area code 505. And my guess is if you go online and you look up this Children's Treehouse Foundation, because we have a lot of listeners who aren't from New Mexico, you can find a similar program in wherever you are. And I guess I want to just finish up by asking some of our kids that you brought into the studio, do you feel like you are gaining? What do you feel like you gained from being in the CLIMB program that couldn't really have gotten anywhere else?
I just gained the knowledge of knowing that my mom would make it through because I just learned that.
You weren't so sure at the beginning, huh?
No, but...
I'm so happy for you. Your mom's made it through.
Thank you.
That's great. What about you?
Yeah, and now I know my mom, she she, like, she didn't, I didn't know, yeah, like, I forgot what I was
going to say. That's all right. You know, I bet you also gained new friends. Did you all know each other before the CLIMB program?
No.
But now?
Yes.
Now you're friends. And you're friends in a way that's pretty deep. I mean, it's not just like, you know, we played next to each other, you know, at recess. This is a bigger deal. That's great. And I wonder, are you when you go to the CLIMB program and as you've been through the CLIMB program, are you feeling like from comparing yourself to before the CLIMB program to comparing yourself to after the CLIMB program, are you feeling better in life in general about everything going on?
Yes.
Yeah. Is having a parent with cancer in your house, I would guess that would be a lot of uncertainty and stuff. Are you feeling like you are on more solid ground now?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Anything else you want to add for us, Jess and Alex?
No, I think the kids really did a fantastic job.
They sure did. Lydia and Patrick and Graham, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour. We really appreciate you coming here. Thank you.
Thank you, Katie.
And thank you, Jess and Alex. You're tuned to KUNM. This is the Children's Hour. To find out more about the CLIMB program, call 857-8460 here in Albuquerque. That's 505-857-8460. Thank you all so much.
Reach out in our ear, 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 re
tuned to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. That was Reach Out, Lean on Me from the African Children's Choir from their CD called Because You Love Me. Well, we have a lot coming up here on the show, but we thought we'd just take a little momentary pause and go this way. You know, today is the birthday of a lot of people. We'll start with this birthday because this one's just so goofy and wonderful. It is the birthday of George Clinton. He's the Funkmeister behind the band Parliament. Mr. Funky himself was born today in 1941. He is 76 years old today, and if you see him on stage, you'd never know it. And we'll play a little of this, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to Paul. And Paul is from Tanzania, and he has a lot to tell us. But you're tuned to the Children's Hour right here. Happy birthday, George Clinton. Tuned to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. Before the break, you heard Parliament, super groovalistic prosifunkistication is what that song is called. And indeed, George Clinton, 76 years old, performs like a teenager to this day. You are listening to KUNM. We're your public radio station for Central and Northern New Mexico, online at KUNM.org. Find our playlists and podcasts. They're posted to KUNM.org to the Children's Hour page. Well, we are pretty excited because in the studio is our new friends, Paul and Mariah. Good morning, Paul. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And good morning, Mariah.
Morning.
And tell us about Mariah. Let's start with you. Paul, welcome from Tanzania. Mariah, what is this program? You have something happening this week called In Their Own Words, Refugee Student Photo Voice Presentation. It's happening this Friday, July 20. No, Yeah. This Friday. I cannot believe it's already the end of July. This Friday, end of July, July 28th from 10 a.m. to noon in the Highland High School Auditorium. There are no tickets needed for this. It's everyone's welcome. It's open to the public. That's at 4700 Cole Avenue Southeast. It's, in their own words, refugee student photo voice presentation. What is this?
So we've been working on a narrative photography project with refugee students who have been in the United States for less than a year. So this is a program run through Lutheran Family Services, which is a refugee resettlement organization, and every summer they host a newcomer academy. So it's a summer school program to get kids acclimated to the United States. And so during this program, we've been doing this photography project. So kids have been taking pictures and then uploading them onto the computer and then writing about them. And so this presentation is going to be all the kids from our program getting up and talking about what they've been doing and sharing about their lives, what they like, what they don't like here in America, lots of different things. And it's been a great way for them to practice English and also get this opportunity to share about their lives with the community.
So, Paul, asking you here, and if you don't mind coming right up to the mic, can you just tell us your whole name? Because I only introduced you as Paul, and I also really butchered the name of your country. So what is your name, and where are you from?
My name is Paul Irangunda. I'm from Tanzania.
Can you come right into your microphone? Yeah, say that one more time.
Yeah.
Tell us again, Paul.
My name is Paul Irangunda. I'm from Tanzania.
Wow. How long have you been in Albuquerque?
1 year.
1 year? Uh-huh. Wow. Yeah, go ahead.
What do you like about Albuquerque?
I like school for Albuquerque.
You like school?
Mm-hmm.
And you like the summer program?
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
So, Tanzania, you came here as a refugee?
Mm-hmm.
What was home like at Tanzania? What was it like? I picture Tanzania, and I'm sure everyone in the room is picturing this: elephants, giraffes, and rhinoceroses. That's really not. You're looking at me like, come on, lady. What was Tanzania like for you?
Tanzania was like a little bit different for America.
Different because. How so?
Because Africa is it's difficult to live in there.
Yeah. And when you came here a year ago, did you go right away into school and everything? Like, what was it like coming over here to a whole different country?
It was easy to come here. But when we want to come here, we're like same people. Say, but you can't come to Mexico because you don't want to leave your country. And we live like that.
You didn't really want to leave home. But you had to.
Mm-hmm.
Have you made friends? You've been here? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I would love to know... What in the program that you've been doing this summer, are you going to be one of the showcasing students this week?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of photographs did you take, and what kind of meaning did they have for you?
Like cheese.
Like you took pictures of cheese?
Yeah, and pizza.
Cheese and pizza? Really?
Like
as in Maggie's like picking up her ears. You mean a cheese pizza? Don't you have cheese pizza in Tanzania?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not as good.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Wow. Mariah, tell us, how many students are in your program?
So we have about 40 students. Kind of depends on the day, but it's around 40. And it's middle school and high schoolers.
How many refugees live in Albuquerque?
I think there's around 2,000 at this point.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And Paul, you came with your parents, right? You're not here all by yourself, are you?
No.
You're here with your family, right? Okay. Good. Well, you know, sometimes we hear, oh, kids come by themselves, and, you know, I never know. So I'm glad you're here with family. Is it very different, the schooling here, compared to the schooling you were getting in Tanzania?
Mm-hmm. It was difficult. And America's easy.
Why was your school difficult? What do you mean difficult? It was just the academics were harder or what?
Because African, if you want a book, you pay money. If you want a book to read.
Yeah. Everything costs money.
Yeah.
Going to school. You don't have free education, do you?
Did you have to pay to go to school?
Yeah, you pay money.
Yeah, but not here?
Not here.
That's amazing, huh? But it's one of the things in America, you know, it's like a guaranteed right. All children get educated. That's the right of children here. That's interesting. Do you miss things about your home country?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like my grandmother and my grandfather.
Oh. Are they still there?
Mm-hmm. In Burundi.
In Burundi.
But I see my grandmother when I was baby, like 5 years.
Oh. So it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Is it just your family, your parents, and you here?
Yeah, my parents are here, and my mom.
Your mom. Do you have any sisters and brothers?
Only my big brother.
Mm.
He's in Uganda.
Oh, he's in Uganda. So, wow. Was it traumatic to get here for you? I mean, the trip from Tanzania to Albuquerque. Did you know you were coming to Albuquerque when you came to the U.S.?
No.
You didn't? So were you like, Albuquerque, where is that? I bet. Did you feel like you were kind of, I'm sure you hadn't heard of Albuquerque before, had you?
No.
No. No. Well, but you like Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
So your photographs are a lot about pizza and cheese?
Yeah.
Mm.
What else do you have pictures of, Paul?
About flowers.
Flowers?
Oh, like wildflowers? Mmm, beautiful. Well, we love talking to you. Thank you for being with us, Paul, from Tanzania. He is one of the students who's going to be doing a presentation this week called In Their Own Words, Refugee Student Photo Voice Presentation. They'll be sharing their experiences in school through photography and narrative. Mariah Everett is one of the people putting this together, and thank you, Mariah, for being with us on the Children's Hour. If folks want to get more information, is there a number they can call or is there any info?
Yeah, there's a Facebook event. So if you just look up Refugee Student Photo Voice Presentation, you can find out more about it.
Okay. We'll put a link on that on the KUNM Kids Facebook page. That's facebook.com/KUNM Kids, and we'll put a link to your event. Thank you. Thank you very much for being with us. Is there anything you wish that you could tell kids, Paul, in our listening audience about being a refugee that you wish kids here knew?
I think, like, refugee, student, like, summer school help refugee to learn English.
That's right. And so you've learned, didn't you speak English before you came here?
No.
None? Wow, you've learned all this English in just 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so what language did you grow up speaking?
Swahili in school.
Oh, man. So, like, if we asked you to say something in Swahili, you probably could, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He's looking at me like, well, yeah. Could you please tell our listeners that, would you mind saying in Swahili, this next song is for all the immigrants. Can you say that? In Swahili, though. Okay, ready? Can you say this next song?
For Swahili?
Can you say this in Swahili?
Yeah.
This next song is for all the immigrants.
Hii muziki.
Come right into your mic, though, okay? Yeah. Definitely come right into your microphone and say
right
that. Right into your microphone. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Maggie can help you. Show him, Mag. Thanks, Mag. Okay, this next song is for all the immigrants. Can you tell us that in Swahili?
Okay. Hii muziki ninayofuata ni muziki wa wanafunzi wa
love
ya masomo ya jioni.
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
Thank you. How do I say thank you in Swahili?
Nashkuru.
Nashkuru.
Mm-hmm.
This is for all the immigrants. Thank you, Mariah.
Thank you.
Who's going to say that the borders are secure? We've got the House and the Senate debating this issue, and it's really astonishing that in a country founded by immigrants, immigrant has somehow become a bad word. So the debate rages on, and we continue along with this.
And just like that, it's over. We tend to our wounded. We count our dead. Black and white soldiers wonder alike if this really means freedom. Not yet.
I got one job, two job, three when I need them. I got five roommates in this one studio, but I never really see them. And we all came America trying to get a dance from Lady Freedom. But now Lady Liberty is acting like Hillary Banks with a prenup.
Banks with a prenup.
Man, I was brave, sailing on graves. Don't think I didn't notice those tombstones disguised as waves. I'm no dummy. Here's something funny. You could be an immigrant without risking your lives or crossing these borders with thrifty supplies. All you gotta do is see the world with new eyes.
Immigrants, we get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come. Far I come,
we get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come. Look how far I come.
Immigrants, we get the job done.
It's a hard line when you're an import, baby boy. It's hard times when you ain't sent for. Races feed the belly of the beast with they pitchforks. Rich chores done by the people that get ignored. Ya se armó, ya se despertaron. It's a whole awakening. La alarma ya sonó hace rato. Los que quieren buscan, pero nos apodan como vagos. We're the same ones hustling on every level. Ten los datos. Walk a mile in our shoes. Abróchense los zapatos. I've been scoping y'all dudes. Y'all ain't been working like I do. Why y'all work ya? It hurts ya. You claim I'm stealing jobs. Oh, Peter Piper claimed he picked them. He just underpaid Pablo. But there ain't a paper trail when you living in the shadows. We America's ghost riders. The credit's only borrowed. It's a matter of time before the checks all come. But
immigrants, we get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come. Look how far I come.
We get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come. Look how far I come.
Immigrants, we get the job.
Not yet. It's America's ghost riders. The credit's only borrowed. It's America's ghost riders. America's ghost riders. America's ghost riders. The credit's only borrowed. Borrow America's ghost riders. The credit's only borrowed. It's America's ghost riders. The credit's only borrowed. It's America's ghost riders. The credit's only borrowed. It's
immigrants. We get the job done.
AOA, immigrants, we don't like that, nah, they don't play. British Empire strikes back, they're beating us like 808s and hi-hats at our own game of invasion. This ain't Iraq. Who these Fugees, what do they do for me but contribute new dreams, taxes and tool swagger and booty? Cool, they flee war zones, but the problem ain't ours. Even if our bombs landed on them like the Mayflower. Buckingham Palace or Capitol Hill. Blood of my ancestors had that all built. With an ink you print on your dollar bill. Oil you spill. Thin red line on the flag you hoist when you kill. But still we just say, look how far I come. Hindustan, Pakistan to London. To a galaxy far from their ignorance. Cause
immigrants, we get the job done.
Por tierra o por agua, identidad falsa. Brincamos muros o flotamos en balsa. La peleamos como Sandino en Nicaragua. Somos como las plantas que crecen sin agua. Sin pasaporte americano, porque la mitad de Gringolandia es terreno mexicano. Hay que ser bien hijo de p***. Nosotros les sembramos el árbol y ellos se comen la fruta. Somos los que cruzaron. Aquí vinimos a buscar el oro que nos robaron. Tenemos más trucos que la policía secreta. Metimos la casa completa en una maleta. Con un pico, una pala y un rastrillo te construimos un castillo. ¿Cómo es que dice el coro, cabrón?
Immigrants, we get the job done.
Look how far I come. Far I come, look how far I come.
We get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come. Look how far I come.
Immigrants, we get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come. Look how far I come.
Immigrants, we get the job done.
Not yet.
Let's start.
Living like a refugee is not easy.
Yeah.
You see, I just took all the problems, the suffering of the people, and then make a song of it.
You left your country to seek refuge in another man's land. You left your country to seek refuge in another man's land. You will be confronted by strange dialects. You will be fed with unusual diets. You got to sleep in a tarpaulin house, which is so hot. You got to sleep on a tarpaulin mat, which is so cold. Oh, we on time.
Living like a refugee.
And now
is not easy.
It's really not easy.
Living like a refugee.
It's
not easy.
Oh, we on time.
Living like a refugee.
Oh, nah.
It's not easy.
It's really not easy.
Living like a refugee. It's not easy.
I want to hear my solos. Franco?
Nah?
You don't get your supply?
Computer, don't forget me anymore.
Lord of mercy, computer again. Arayim?
Sir?
You don't get your tarpaulin?
Protection, don't consider me.
Lord of mercy. Nature?
Nine.
You don't get your medicine? I said to Sisse again. Career to Camara. Career to Camara again. Hey, career to Camara, no day. Bolon Passa Ibonam. Mohamed Bangura. Mohamed Bangura again. For the Sisse again. Francis Boyma. Francis Boyma again. You know the artists will go pass some more. What do I say? Country to seek refuge in another man's land. You left your country to seek refuge in another man's land. You will be confronted by strange dialects. You will be fed with unusual diets. You've got to sleep in a tarpaulin house, which is so hot. You got to sleep on a tarpaulin mat, which is so cold. Oh, we on time.
Living like a refugee.
Oh, nah.
It's not easy.
It's really not easy.
Living like a refugee. It's not easy.
Oh, we on time.
Living like a refugee.
Oh, nah.
It's not easy.
We are.
Living like a refugee. It's not easy.
It's really not easy.
No, it's not easy. Living like a refugee, those folks know it. Those are the refugee all-stars of Sierra Leone. And before that, you heard Immigrants, We Get the Job Done from the Hamilton mixtape. And, you know, it's the birthday today of a future king. Little Prince George of Cambridge is turning 4 years old today. 4 years old. I know, you guys, what? Yeah. I know, little prince. Aw, he's the little petit prince. The little prince is third in line to be the king of England after his grandpa Charlie and his dad Prince William. So a very happy birthday from the Children's Hour to our once and future king, His Royal Highness Prince George of Cambridge. Happy birthday, George!
Happy birthday. Baby king, you've got to get ready for a baby king. You might dance, daddy, you might sing, but you never seen nothing like a baby king.
Summer morn, she said,
get ready for a baby king.
It wasn't
been too long for he was born now.
Get ready for a baby king.
You could hardly tell by the look on his face.
Get ready for a baby king.
Pretty soon he was gonna run the place, yeah.
Get ready for a baby king.
I said,
get ready for a baby king.
Now you might think that you got it down.
Get ready for a baby king.
Wait till baby king comes to town now.
Get ready for a baby king.
Cause here he comes.
Baby king, baby king. You got to get ready for a baby king. You might dance, daddy, you might sing, but you never see nothing like a baby king.
No virgin Mary brought him here, but
get ready for a baby king.
The angels whispered in his tiny little ear.
Get ready for a baby king.
But then they sent him down from up above.
Get ready for a baby king.
Just to show you how to really love.
Get ready for a baby king.
Cause here he comes.
Baby king, baby king. You got to get ready for a baby king. You might dance, daddy, you might sing, but you never see nothing like a baby king.
I said,
at the Children's Hour page at KUNM.org under the programs link.
You can also find our playlist by searching for the Children's Hour on KUNM and iTunes.
Like us on Facebook and Twitter. We're at KUNM Kids.
The Children's Hour is produced by Katie Stone with help from Mark Gilbert and the whole KUNM Kids crew.
We'll be back next week with another edition of the Children's Hour.